We got out-coached. We just didn't play well last week. And so for whatever reason, I can't explain that. I don't think any of those guys can explain that either. We prepared well. We didn't perform well. It's the bottom line.
Do sacks really fairly show how well you get to the quarterback?
I think sacks and pressure. I think more hits on the quarterback defines, you know, the effectiveness of a pass rush and effectiveness of your pass defense and what you can do and how you control the football game.
Well, having said that, both your sacks and your hits are significantly down in the last three games as compared to the first eight games.
Mm-hmm.
Is it entirely what teams are doing to you? Are you seeing a lot more max protection?
We've seen some more max protection. You know, I think teams are really doing a good job of camping out on our defensive ends, and, you know, they're doing some things to neutralize them, and they're getting the ball out quick. The quarterback, you know, that we faced on Monday really got the ball out fast, and, you know, he was efficient in what he did and what he saw.
All your linemen are essentially facing double teams. How do you beat them? How do you beat a max protection?
Well, you know, sometimes you have to will yourself to win. You know, so you can't always scheme an opportunity for them to, you know, come free. I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But sometimes you just have to beat blockers. You have to beat a double team. I've seen that many times that some of our guys are able to beat double teams, and we just haven't been doing that.
Perry, you said you haven't. You really can't explain what happened last week, and they can't explain it either. Obviously, it's in your role. You need to explain it and figure it out. What have you told them and your defense about what needs to get cleaned up? And, you know, I mean, you obviously need to come up with answers.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, we need to play with more energy. I mean, you know, we got to play with more passion. I mean, that was a game that it's a playoff football team. We're a playoff, you know, we have aspirations of being a playoff team. And sometimes it's just the will. It's the will to get it done. And we didn't will ourselves to get it done. That's what I can't explain, why we didn't will ourselves to get it done. Because we prepared well enough to get it done, and we just didn't do it.
Did you ask the players, you know, what was their energy level? What was the matter? I mean, did they give you any answers that made any sense?
No. And I can't, you know, they can't give you any answers that, you know.
Has that been a problem in the past? I mean, there's a lot of guys that I know talk tough, stay hit him in the mouth and all that stuff, and have played well like that in the past. I mean, is that the worst effort and energy you've seen from them in the past?
You know, it was so disappointing from my perspective as I watched it on Monday and then watched it the next day it was one of those games that you wanted to bury, you know, and what the energy level and what we did, it baffled me, okay? It baffled me. So, yeah, you're supposed to have answers, but sometimes you can't explain something like that.
Have you experienced anything like that in your 2 years?
Oh, yeah, not in my 2 years here, but, you know, that it's happened in football. That team was fresh. They were hot. They were in their home environment. They got on us, and they hit us in the mouth, and we didn't respond. And that's what I'm more disappointed about than anything else. We didn't respond. You know, we have an opportunity to stand up and respond to a team that came out and was on fire, and we didn't do that. And I expect us to do that this coming Sunday.
You put those guys in a lot of man coverage situations, and I asked Tom Pelton about this, and he said that we were just a step behind at times. Is the difference in that step the effort that you're talking about, or was it something else?
No, sometimes it's not the effort when you're a step behind in coverage. You know, I mean, the quarterback, obviously, he saw it. You know, he made the decision quick. We might have been in the, you know, we might not have had a good leverage on it. You know, we might have been a step behind on it sometimes, and the quarterback delivered the ball quickly and accurately. So I'm going to give them their props. I mean, the quarterback was really good on Monday.
Is there something in the nature of a player, though, that makes that will disappear, or is it just sort of a fleeting thing? It just happened this one night, and that's it.
You know, you want to say it happens that one night, you know, but you. Again, I use that term, the will to win. We have to will ourselves sometimes to do things that we don't want to do, and that's in all of us. That's in each and every one of us in any walk of life. And so, you know, we didn't collectively will ourselves to do the things we need to do on Monday.
You're a player-friendly coach. I mean, a lot of guys talk about how much they like playing for you and all that stuff, but it sounds like you're trying to get them going this week.
Pissed, okay? And I wasn't trying. I was getting going Monday night, and we're getting going this week. So player-friendly or not, you know, it's all about winning, and it's all about being successful on the football field. And I think that they got the message, and we all understand what's on the line for us.
this is another team that, you know, can embarrass a defense if they're not.
No doubt.
You know, I mean, what is your confidence level that it will be a different product on Sunday?
We look forward to the opportunity to play these guys. That's my confidence level. We're going to show up and we're going to play on Sunday.
Tom was saying that if we can't get to the quarterback with what we normally do, we should have to start bringing more. I mean, is this something you're going to have to look at more, like bringing more pressure?
No, we're going to get to the quarterback, period. Okay? We're going to get it done.
What are you seeing that you're so sure of it? What are your players giving you that you're positive this week you will?
I'm going to coach better, and they're going to play better. That's what we're seeing.
Do you ask them what their motivations are? Do you question them?
No, I know what their motivations are. The motivation is to win. You know, the motivation is to advance ourselves to win this division, okay, so we can have an opportunity to play more in January. So I know what their motivation is. You know, we all know collectively what we need to get done. You know, we have to do that again as a group. We have to do that in all three phases. We have to work in harmony together as an offense, defense, and special teams, and we have to grab energy from each other and collectively play as a unit, as a football team. And you know, obviously we didn't do that Monday night, but we'll get that done.